Der Moral mit Prag stellt sich von der Scheile. He asks like this, and he wrote a lot of Svarim, and one of the Svarim are called Derech Nesivos. The name of the Sefer is Derech Nesivos. In that Sefer, he has a classified a lot of different Inyonim. One of the Inyonim is Nesiv HaAvoida, the path, the Derech to get to the Avoida. Frag de Maral me Prag, the Heilige Maral me Prag, he asks a Kasha, listen to this Kasha, and after I ask the Kasha, see if you can figure out a Teretz by yourself. It's a tricky Kasha. The halacha is when somebody goes to the Beis HaKnesses, for every psia, for every step that you take, you get another mitzvah. Ad kidei kach, the halacha is that if you have a Beis HaKnesses that's next door to you, and you have a Beis HaKnesses that's 10 blocks away, state the halacha that it's kedai for you to walk to 10 blocks to the next Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because we bought the Eibishter sales, the Eibishter counts schar psia, he counts your step. For every single step, you get another mitzvah. Azay is the halacha. When it comes to a Beis HaKnesses, the further the Beis HaKnesses, the more schar you get. So therefore, the halacha is, if you have a Beis HaKnesses next door to you, and you have a Beis HaKnesses 10 blocks away, is the halacha name, don't go to the Beis HaKnesses next door, walk step by step by step, and every single step, a malach writes down, noch a mitzvah, noch a mitzvah, noch a mitzvah, ad kidei kach, ishtetach in the svarim aktoishin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu moinin de psiyois, the Eibush to tell the steps that a person takes going to the Beis HaKnesses. As I stay, frag de maral, if this is the halacha by Beis HaKnesses, why isn't the same halacha by a sukkah? The halacha by a sukkah is, you should have the sukkah right next to you. Right away, when it comes to be b'kayim the mitzvah sukkah, you should jump right into the sukkah. And there's no mitzvah whatsoever that a person should go step by step by step till the sukkah. L'mashal, let's say there was a sukkah, one a mamash next door to your house, and then there was a sukkah, you have a gelegenheit to make the sukkah right into you, and then you have the sukkah, which is, let's say, you can have one 10 blocks away. So the halacha isn't that you should go to the sukkah that's 10 blocks away and the Eibush shall tell all your steps. Not vos. You have to go to the sukkah mamash right next to you. You should right away be mekayim the mitzvah. Oy vazoy, l'choyre, what man nishtana, the halacha from sukkah from Beis HaKnesses. There's a mitzvah, ashrei yoyishvei veisech oyd yaluchasela. There's a mitzvah for every second, every minute, a person's inside the Beis HaKnesses. Even if you don't daven, you get a mitzvah. Of dos shteitig in gemara, ashrei yoyishvei veisech. And therefore we say the tefillah, Shasamti chelki mi yoyishvei beis medrash. Even though you don't learn, but you walk inside a Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaKnesses is a mitzvah. The L'chayde, the Beis HaKnesses is a mitzvah. And sukkah is a mitzvah. So why is the halacha by Beis HaKnesses, the mitzvah is you should walk to one that's far away? Masha enke by sukkah, the mitzvah is you should get right away. Right away you should jump into the sukkah. L'chayde. If mitzvah sukkah is every single second, mitzvah Beis HaKnesses is every single second. Just like being in the sukkah is the mitzvah, being in the Beis HaKnesses is the mitzvah. So oy bazay man ishtana the halacha from sukkah to the halacha of the Beis HaKnesses. This is the shaila from the Maral. When I saw the shaila, so right away I thought Avshazay. I had a lot of different hergeshim how you can go to be metaritz sayin halacha sayin agoda. I want to try b'siyata d'shmaya to give you over a certain regesh, a moire dika vort, a moire dika vort, and the teretz a shlissel to what's the difference between sukkah and Beis HaKnesses. But to understand this, I want to start from a different parsha lagamri, a different parsha. And then we'll see how this parsha is going to lead us into the teretz, and you'll chap on a nifla dika nakuda. It's state in Moshe Rabbeinu's Musa Sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a svarim. One of the svarim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was Iyuv. That was a Musa Sefer about Tzchava Oynish. The last attack for Moshe, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, the Eibishter dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu a Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim has a lot of mitzvahs, but Be'etzim it's a Musa Sefer. It tells Klai Yisrael how to fear Zich and the way you're supposed to. That's a chit. Remember, you made a mistake here and you made a mistake there. Don't ever do it again and watch yourself. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klai Yisrael all the siders from the Himmel via Yidav Sechfirin. In this Heilige Sefer Devarim, there's a Parsha Ekev, and in Ekev in the Pasuk steht Azei. It's a ganze Parsha, he says, V'ata Yisrael, ata ein ata loshen tshuva. Now, you know, people make the mistake. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to do tshuva then, I'll do tshuva in Elul, I'll do tshuva on Sunday. Tshuva's up in the Gemara with an ayin, ein ata elul loshen tshuva. Tshuva's right now. V'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem alekecha, shal mimcha, kim liyiris Hashem alekecha. What does the Eibishter ask you for Yerushalayim? L'leches b'chol drachov. Lava Yisrael Zostam Libhav, Lava Yisrael Hashem Alekecho, B'chol Levovcho, B'chol Navshcho. And psukim like this again and again, Chazet Zechibbe, for every one of them is a special pasuk and special limud. Now listen to this pasuk. Zogt Moshe Rabbeinu Tzekla Yisrael, Es Hashem Alekecho Tira, Zost Moira Hobben from Dein God. So first of all, the Pshat is not Pshat Zost Libhavim, to God from Himmel, Afanas Libhavim to God from Himmel. Oh, but you have a special Hashem Alekecho, as Dein God. Do you know the Abisha did for you a special favor? Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you. I'm going to be afraid of you. I'm not going to do any Avedis. Es Hashem Alekecho Tira, Einzach. Afterwards he says, Oisei Tavoy, Zos the Din of the Abisha. You should Din the Abisha. Oisei Tavoy, Zos Din of the Abisha. Uboi Sidva, you should connect yourself with the Abisha. What's meant as a boy Sidva? Ubishmoy Tishaveya, and when you swear, you should swear in the Abisha's name. Whenever the halachas are shvuas, Nikitas Chayfetz, all the halachas are shvuas, not Nagena, Akoponim, this pasuk tells us a few halachas. One halacha the pasuk is telling us, the din of Yerushamayim is Hashem Alekecha Tira. A different halacha is Oitzei Tzavoy, Femizos the din, Zos the din of the Abisha. Now there's a new parsha, Uboy Sidva, you should connect yourself to the Abisha. You should have Dvekis in the Abisha. L'chayna, what is this mitzvah of Boi Sidbog? Vos vil the Yebishah Zoltan? Bishlam Yitam Yosol Moidah from the Yebishah, that means like this. In case I walk into a store, and I see that this thing has a Hechsher, and this thing doesn't have a Hechsher, so even though my Taivis Achilo Shlep Me Nein, I should eat this thing. Nein, Sidor Yerushamayim. It's Hashem Alek Echatira. Nein, I'm not going to take this Meichel, I'm going to take this Meichel. This Meichel has a Hechsher, Dos Nemech. Binuch Mekayim and Mitzvah says Hashem Alek Echatira. Chomedi Gahat from the Abishah, I was afraid of the Abishah, and I listened to the Abishah because I don't want any Oynish, I just want Tzchad. I'm happy to do it, but it's Hashem Alek Echatira. That's when your Mekayim is Hashem Alek Echatira. Oy say Savoid, what does that mean? I mentioned have davening. You should serve the Abish, you should deen the Abish, you should take a little of an ethnic. You should know all the Heilige Mitzvahs of Shtetan Torah, all the Mitzvahs that are bottom, everything was Shtetan Torah, Oy say Savoid, those Fashteach. Oh, but Uboy Sidba, you should connect to the Abish. What's made this Uboy Sidba? What am I supposed to do? Open up the Aron Kodesh and hold the Torah? What am I supposed to do? The Abish is in the Himmel, the Abish is here, the Abish is all over. So what should I do? What's Uboy Sidba? I should connect. What does it mean? What's the push of David Taich? It's Uboy Sidba. And the other halacha of Hashtepnu, b'shmoy tishaveya, whenever you have to swear in the Abish's name, you should swear in his name. What's make this Indian from Dvekis in the Abish's name? Noch HaShayla, if you take a look in the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam teaches up, the Nesher HaGadol, the Great Eagle, the Rambam, when he teaches out the Tayag Mitzvahs for us, and he teaches up this mitzvah vav, the mitzvah boy Sidbok, you should connect to the Abish's name. Darshan the Rambam, what does that mean? Hu shetzivonu lihischabedin machachomim. You should be connected with chachomim. Listen to it. Achidish noyla. Ulihisyachid imov. You should always, every time you see a talmud chachom, get close to him. Stay together with him. Ulihasmid yishivosim. If there's a talmud chachom, go to his yeshiva. Bechol oifin in any oifin my fanu havoida. Vachedva b'maychel b'mishta. You see a talmud chachom, ruksacharayin. You want to eat with him. You want to drink with him. Be with him. V'aesik and any time this business only with a talmud chachom. And then it says, why the Rambam Kedei, you'll be able to learn his maisim. V'hu omna yisal, and that's what the Abishter said, uboy sidbak, you should connect to the Abishter. How should you connect to the Abishter? You should connect to the Abishter with Tamir Chachom. V'shtet ol Rambam. And then the Rambam brings a sifri, ulodof gaboy, hidovek b'chachomim uv'talmideyim. Not only should you connect with Chachomim, but achidish noyre, with the Talmidei Chachom, Talmidim of the Chachomim. From where did the Sifri get it, and where did the Rambam get it? And L'chayda, what are they teaching for us? L'chayda, whatever Uboy Sidbak means, you should connect to the Yebisha, you should have Tvekis in the Yebisha, which will soon try to be Mefaneach, to try to Red Arum. What does it mean, Tvekis in the Yebisha? And how come the Rambam brings the Sifri that takes out of Peshutu Shel Mikra? L'chayda, the Rambam is talking to Halacha from Avas HaTorah. Zosliba'am the Torah, Zosliba'am the Mensch of us learning the Torah. L'chayda, why does the Rambam put the Inyan of Dvekis in the Yebisha, and he's Mashvit, and he puts it together with the halacha of Avat Tamir Chachom. So to understand this, let's take a look. Let's take a look at a different parsha. Now we're going to get hijacked to a different parsha. Then we're going to take a moira dika blip. We'll see a moira dika zach. But before I start, I want to tell you something. The Godla Dor from the Tkufa two Dorites back was that from the Gedola Hador, I should say, was the altar from Slobodka. Today, the room, the Shitas HaSlobodka was noyde v'oyeb, would take mamish hours and hours just to get a little blick, a peek, on what the altar from Slobodka was and what his Shita was. A mashkiach after the altar from Slobodka, and he continued after the petita from the altar, was the Rabbi Isaac Sher. Rabbi Isaac Sher was the Rebbe of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. soll gesund sein. Rav Isaac Sher was the Rebbe of my Rosh Hashiva Rav Shneya Kotler Zechrein Lavracha. Rav Isaac Sher was maimed hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim, hundreds of Talmidim G'dayla Hador, Talmidim Chachom, he was a moiri dike mensch. Rav Isaac Sher starts out with his sefer with a yisod like this. He brings a Chovas Havavas. Listen to this. The Chovas Havavas says, Royal Chola Haschel Be'ez Choizik Sichlecha. It's kedai for you to start all over again when you get Seichel. You should be Ma'ayin in Torah Su'alekim and the Sefer of the Nevi'im, just like you never learned it before. And the Chovas Havavas tells us that if you do that, if you do this, Oz Yiraloi Misoides, Yaralochos Misoides HaTorah V'soides HaChachom. The Chovas Havavas tells us like this, a Muridik Yisod. And Isaac Sher says he wrote his whole Sefer based on this Chovas Havavas. He says like this. When you have a little boy learning the Torah, you ask a little boy, a kleine Yingler, mein Kind, where is Avraham Avinu? Ooh, Avraham Avinu is a great tzaddik. What did Avraham Avinu do? He did a muridik achnos soichem. Not only that, when he had an operation, he sent his Eved, and his Eved couldn't find Orchem, and Avraham himself ran out to get the Orchem. Ooh, Avraham is a great tzaddik. He asked a boy, in the 10th grade already, what's Avraham Avinu? He wouldn't have the kelbenes, pilus, the kleines, pilus, but he'll get to the same idea. Avraham Avinu was a moiridik tzaddik, and he was a yirei lekim, and he did a lot of achnos soichem. But the difference between a five-year-old and a kid in the face, a little yingler, and a kid in the 10th grade is not that much different. If you take a person that doesn't start out chumash all over again like a lamdan and learns it over like you learn gemara to shine him, you ask a poshita mensch, what is Avraham Avinu? Well, he was a moiridik mensch. If you ask anybody, what's the difference between Avraham Avinu and the Chovetz Chaim? The guy doesn't know. Chovetz Chaim was a tzaddik, and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is much bigger, but you really don't. The Chovetz Chaim had Ruach HaKodesh, now Avraham Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh. So you get stuck. What's the difference between Avraham Avinu and Chovetz Chaim? Now the Chovetz Chaim was nowhere near, and Avraham Avinu is nothing to talk about. So who was Avraham Avinu? Zok Rabbi Isaac Sher. The Chovetz Havavas tells us that when we get Seichel, when you get after Bar Mitzvah, and when you get at this age, in your teenage, in your teen years, and you start having your Seichels developing in Torah Yerushalayim, Zogtuns, the Chovetz Havavas, start again, open up the Chumash, and let's take a look who these people are. And then you'll get a different blick. If you look at the Marshal Samarich, like I'm saying, the caliber of Moshe Feinstein, the Avraham Avinu is, he'll give you such a tifa hasoka, we wouldn't even understand what Moshe is talking about. Favos. Vaya Moshe, nochamal gelernt to Torah, nochamal gelernt to Torah. Every time he learned Bereishis, he's nochamal durchgeknet with all the Shoinim and the Achroinim. He learned the Gemara, he learned the Chumish, like he learned Gemara, mit the hand, mit the fist, and he chlorin, was meintos. So Moshe knows what Avraham Avinu is in a very, very deep perspective. There's a chiyuv on every person to start the Torah from scratch. Every year you have more seichel. Again, we learn the Torah nochamal, unochamal, unochamal, unochamal. I once heard from a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Shmuel David Monk. He knew kol ha-Torah kula. You know what he told me on Simchas Torah? He told me once he was in Kew Gardens on Simchas Torah. He says, every time I start the Torah again, I see I know less and less from the Torah. He had such a moiridika kop. He spoke about 17 languages. He was a mishuna. He wrote a tshuva sefer, a halacha. I got every he was a goin, emes a goin, moiridika kanoi, emes a goin. And he says every time he learns again the chumash, he says, "Oy wait, now this I don't know. Before I thought I knew. Now he sees it's deeper and deeper and deeper." Let's take a look who Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were. Let's take a look who these people were. What was the nekud of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? The Halakha Ramchal says like this. He has an eitzah. Listen to this. Doch $1 million. He says he has an etrufa gedoyla. He says he has a moiridika medicine and an eitzah. That a person can fight against the eitzah hara better than any other eitzah. He says it's such an easy eitzah. And it just takes just a few moments. And the pedus of this eitzah will bring you further than anything else in the world. Azizok Ramchal. Ramchal. The Vilna Goin said that he would walk through midbarius to learn Torah from the Ramchal. Listen to the eitzah from the Ramchal. Zok the Ramchal. Yamay the Adam, a mensch soll sich wegstellen. Doesn't mean you have to stand, but it means you should stop everything you're doing. Yamay the Adam, bechol yoim lepochus sha'achas. Every day for 1 hour. Now, of course, we're not holding by this level of 1 hour, but let's make believe this means a few minutes. Sha'achas, ponui mishar asokov. Your ponui, nothing else in your mind. Umekol hamachshavus from every other machshava. Lachshoy v'rak alzeh. Zoktun Ramchal, think about this just for a few minutes a day. Zoktun Ramchal. This thing is going to help you more than any other eight of us on the world. What is it? V'yavakeish b'lvavoy. And you should ask with your heart. Ma osu al-shainim. What did the Friedlicher people do? Ovis Oilam, the Tatis from the Welt, Shekach Choshek Behem Hashem. What did Avram do? Why does the Eibishter like him? So to Ramchal, if you would just sit down for a moment, you're in a room alone, no one's bother you, got 2 minutes on the clock, just think, hey, what did Avram Avinu do? Why did the Eibishter like Avram? What did Yitzchok do? Why does the Eibishter like him? What did Moshe do? Why does the Eibishter like him? What did Yankov do? Why does the Eibishter like him? What did Reuven do? Why does the Eibishter like him? What did Abaye do? What did Rava do? What did the Rambam do? What did Mishnah Berurah do? What did all these tzaddikim, you think, Ma also Ovis HaOilam, what did these people do, the Friedrich Ovis Shakach, Choshek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Behem, that the Eibishter liked them? And then Zokter Ramchal, right afterwards you should V'yana B'sichlcha, you should answer with your Seichel, Ma Toiv L'Odom Kol Yimei of Lasis Gamzu, Uy, if this is what Avram Avinu do, okay, so I have to do this. If this is what you, every day he says, if you do this every single day, V'sitzukumen, Sitzotch Moiridike Dagas, you'll be Lechem Yetzahar, because right away you think, ooh, why did the Eibishter like David? Because he did this. Oy Bezei, I also want to do it. Why did the Eibishter like Yitzchak? Because he did this. Oy Bezei, Oy Vei, I also want to do this. And you'll have a Moiridike Blen in Turing Yishamayim Ad Lahafti. Azei Zokin Tramchal. Zok Rabbi Zikshar, let's think for a moment. How old was Avram Avinu when the Eibishter spoke to him? State the Ramchal, state the Rabbi Zikshar, he brings from the Psukim, he learns it out. Avram Avinu was 70 years old when the Eibishter spoke to him. You face this, mate? If you ask everybody, how old everybody thinks Avram Avinu is, you're a man, 25, 30, and the Eibishter spoke to him, there's over 400 conversations in Ishtazay. First of all, the Eibishter spoke to the Ovis altogether only 15 times. Only 15 times the Eibishter spoke to the Ovis. And to Avram Avinu, the Eibishter came when he was 70. And to Yitzchok, the grace is on the Zayin, when does the Eibishter, how old was he when the Eibishter spoke to him? When he was 75. How old was Yankov the first time when the Eibishter spoke to him? 77. Frek Rabbi Zikshar, what did these people do until then? What did they do until then? It took 70 years of Haravanya of Avram Avinu to get to where he was until the Eibishter spoke to him. It took Yitzchak 75 years. It took Yankov 77 years. What did these people do? What did they do? Ma osu ovis ha'olam. What did the ovis ha'olam do? Shekach choshek ha'kodesh baruch behem. What did Avram do for 70 years? What did he do for 75? What did he do for 77? Shteit azeh. Zok Rabbi Zikshar. Open up the Rambam, he says. Open up the Rambam to Hilchas Yisoy de HaTorah. And he describes Vos Meint Anovi. Now, if you take a look in this Rambam, it's an Halichas Noira. And we can't go through all the Pratim and Prati Pratim of Shteit on the Rambam. But just let me just bring out just a few words. Vos Meint Anovi. And Zoktun Rabbi Zikshar, this is what Avram did. And this is what Yitzchok did, and this is what Yankov did, and that's why they were Zoicha. Steht das in Rambam. Ein ha-Nevuah chala ela al Odom Godel, al Chochm Godel. A Nevuah is only chal, only on a person that's a Chochm Godel b'chochma. Gibor b'midoisov, he's strong inside the middis. V'lo yehe Yitzray mizgabra alov, he doesn't let his Yitzhahara be mizgabra, avada hot al Yitzhahara. Not sure he doesn't have a Yitzhahara, it's foolish, everybody has a Yitzhahara. But he doesn't let the Yitzhahara be the Melech. Bidova Sheba Oilam, Elohu Mizgabir Bidaito Yal Yitzray Tomid. His das is Mizgabir on the Yitzray Tomid. For who Baldeo, he has a Muridika cup. Deir Chov and the Choina Admioi, state Rambam. And then he says, when a person is Mimala himself and he keeps away from Allah Narishkaten, and he has a das the Choina and he's Mizgadish Ot Kedusha, for Hoylechu Polish Medaike Klal Ho'om. He keeps away from everybody, Ha'olchim Mimachashake Hazman, with the Narishkaten from this man. For Huiluchum is Zarazat's Moyum Labin Nafshoy, he's Mizaraz himself and he teaches his Neshama. Shaloi Teheibloi Machshova Klal Be'echon Mahadvorim Betalim. Don't think of any Dvorim Betalim. Voloi Mahavli Azman, nothing from Narishkate. And just be Mechubit and Medubik in the Yabishel, Adatai Penuya Tomid. Yadashi be Pony Tomid with the Yabishel, Lamaylo Keshure, Tachas Akisei. To understand these Moyedik Zachan, he says, All of a sudden, you'll spear a moiridik kedusha or miyad ruach hakodesh shoyderalov, and the person is margish that his mom is free from the ganze welt, and he has a moiridik level. The Rambam tells us a shlissel for nevuah, which is way, way above our level. But just to read over the ivritaych and just on a person that wants to be zoicha for nevuah is a person that's mufshat from the ganze welt. Your mom is mufshat from the ganze welt, and you just mechubu with the Eibishter. You're medubig, and you have the vekis. You only do what the Eibishter wants. Not only that, but the Rambam says a moedin nevuchim. Moedin nevuchim is chayli gimel klal. Derech agav. When I had this chus, remember we spoke about a few years ago about Abchaim Freelander, Zecher Tzadik Levroche. He told me that every younger man has to learn moedin nevuchim. So I said, what? Moedin nevuchim is such a shvara sefer? He says, no. He means chayli gimel pedik nun aleph. He says, this is a painting that every younger man has to learn. To have it today, Ibige Taichin, simple Lashon Kodesh, it's a Poshet Apeidik, an Ivrit Taichin, Avadi, this Amkas Noidis, the Rambam wrote it. The Rambam writes over there like this. He says that what is the Taich of Agreis Mensch? A person, even if you misasik bedvarim gufniyim, even if you do things with the guf, afa bekein, if the tachlis is all of all your maisim is should be lehiskar vel Hashem, you should be mechuber and you should be medavik with the Yevishter. In other words, Rabbi Isaac Sher is bringing out from this Rambam and from this Moedin Mvuchim that the shlissel, the reason why the Oveis HaOilim was so great is because in the heart they were connected with the Yevishter. The Chazon Ish has a letter about this. He says many times you see a Talmud Chacham, you see him walking in the street, you think he's only a ish posh and a boss of a dom. Zog the Chazon Ish nein, he's really a malach, because his heart and his nesham and his machshav is mechubah with the Eibishter. I remember my wife told me when she went Nicham Avelim, when Rav Aaron Kotler's daughter was Nifta, Rav Aaron Kotler's daughter was Nifta, so they went to be Menachem Oval, the kinder that was sitting Avelis in New York. So my wife went into the room where Rav Aaron Kotler's wife, where she was, they still had the room. And over there she had, on a shenkela, she had a sign, this Chazon Ish. She wrote it out and she always used to look at it, her children, Einiklach used to say, that Rav Aaron's Rebbetzin always used to look at this, the sign, that what? That the Chazon Ish says, when you see a Talmud Chacham walking in the street, don't think he's a regular boss of a dom. His guns, he's Betzim a Malach, he's a Malach in the Tzur of Adam. His heart and his Machshov is Mechubel and Mekusha to the Eibishter. That's called a Moilim Dike Mensch that has Moilim Dike Dveikis. This is called Dveikis. Dveikis when a person knows in his heart, even when he eats, and even when he sleeps, and even when he walks, and even when he talks. Everything he does is because this is what the Eibishter wants, and his heart is Mechubel to the Eibishter. That's called Dveikis. Va'ad kidei kach. If you take a look what Dovra HaMelech said in Tillim, so many Tzukim had Dovra HaMelech, you say, the Bein Shalom, all I want is Dveikis. Dovra HaMelech said in Tillim, and says in Kapitel Mem Beis, listen to this expression. There's a lot of songs about this. Ka'ayil tarig al afike moyim. Zog David, like Ka'ayil is standing by afike moyim, roaring for its water. Ka'inav shi sarig alech alekim. The Bein Shalom, my heart schreit zu dir, ich will sein mit dir. I'm so thirsty for you, the Bein Shalom. Lekel choy to the God that gives chiyus to the ganze welt. Mosai ovoi veiro pnei lekim. When am I going to see the Shechina as I touch the Targum? That was the touch of Dovra Melech's Dveikas. The Zalbazach Dovra Melech says, weiter in Tillim. It says in the Pasuk, in the Kapitel Samach Gimel, Elekim Eliyato, du bist doch mein God. Ashachareko, I'm going to be dirty to you, I want to be next to you. I'm so thirsty just to be with you and to talk to you. My flesh wants to be with you. I feel so thirsty and I feel so tired. And I feel like I'm in the midwar if I'm not mechubar and mekush with you. And Dovid HaMelech says, Vaita dovka nafshi achrecha. Ich bechob dveikis. All I want is you and to have an ezer taiches. What's taich dovana? Eina avala nafshi rak achrecha. The only ava I have, Zog Dovid, is to be with you, to be connected with you. And the Zalbazach David says weiter in Kapitel Pei Dalet, Nichsefo v'gam kolsa nafshi l'chatzo is Hashem. I have just such a moiri dike rotz and a moiri dike taiva just to be with you, Rabbi Nishlalim. That's the inyan from Dveikis. Dveikis is the biggest thing. It's such a moiri dike level that only tzaddikim get to. It's such a high level of Dveikis. And these were the things that the Oveis did. And that's how the Rambam teaches, that's how a person is zoicha for nevuah. With moiridikit veikis. And that's what Dovra Melech did, moiridikit veikis. And atkere kach, Rabbeinu Bechaya teaches on the Pasuk, Boy Sidbak, should like tifroid machshavtecha mimenu tomit. You should never leave your machshavi, you should always think about the Eibishter. As I state in Rabbeinu Bechaya. Dveikis is such a moiridikazach. It goes atkere kach, I found in Abar Benel. The Abar Benel says, he brings in Pashas Bechukosai B'Shem the Kuzri and the Ran. He says, Dveikis Beboyri Yisborach is the Schar Amiti. The biggest thing you could have is Mechuba with the Eibishter. And the Zilbazach, the Masul Yishonim starts out that the greatest thing a person can do is to be Mechuba with the Eibishter. And it goes Ad Kedei Kach that the Lishonim explain. By Chanoich, you know how Chanoich died? It says in the Pasuk, Vayishalech Chanoich Eser Lekim Ve'einenu Kilokach Eser Lekim. So the Mefarshim explained, how did Chanoich die? He was so Eser Lekibi, he was so Mechubad and Medubik with the Eibush that it's just Ve'einenu, he's not here. He didn't have to even go through the Inyan of Misa. The Inyan of Misa wasn't even by him. He was so Mechubad that the Eibush just took him and brought him Tachas Kisi HaKovid. And then Ad Kirei Kacha goes Vaita, the Moilin of Vuchim says, Mamish in the same place in Chele Gimel, Perik Nun Aleph, he says, what's the tights of Misas Neshika of Moshe Aram and Miriam? They just melted away. They were so mechuba with the Eibush that Dosruv Tzach Mises Meshika, that the Neshama, when it was time for them to leave, they had no Yisurim. It was just melted away to the, that's how close they were with the Eibush there. With this Betzim, we could understand a lot of Inyonim about what's his main dveikis to be mechuba with the Eibush, but these are moiridika levels. These are such high levels, and we could understand the Gemara says, Yisurim Shalava, the Gemara in Brocha says, what's called Yisurim Shalava? Sarashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasrei Boilem Hazeh B'li Shum Oven. Rashi tells us, what is the title of Yisurim Shalava? L'choyre, when you see a big tzaddik is suffering and he's getting what we call Yisurim Shalava, why do you call it Shalava? Why is it Ava? No, the Teretz is, V'al Yebishotem Lib, and the Yebish Emetzah, that Emetzah was to us Lib, you want to be mechuba with the person, you will zayn with the mensch. Zog the Yebishach, give the Yisurim even B'li Oven, because if I take away more goof from you, if you have less goof, then you'll be closer to me. Just we can understand why Bali Tshuva. Why Bali Tshuva? Mokam Shabali Tshuva oindem ein tzadikim gumurim yicholim lamay. Listen to this. When a person is far away, he's longing to become closer if the person has such an urge. If Lamosha, let's say you're so far away from something, you want to be there so much, you have such a body to get dveikus that your dveikus starts much, much earlier. Mashengen of a person that's right next door, he doesn't have so much dveikus. Oh, ich bin gleich da. The Indian from Bali Tshuva, the reason why about Tshuva is so zoicha for such a moiridike zachan, and derech agav, that's why we're going to be zoicha for Mashiach and at the friedike doyos. Because we are so far from Har Sinai, and we want the Shekhinah, and we want the Torah, we want Har Sinai all over again. We want to have it like Hashivenu, Azevi de Friedich, Chadesh Yomenu Kekedem, we should have the Friedike Tkufa. So Bivalt was so far away, our Dvegas is so much longer and so much stronger than the people that were so close. Therefore, the Maral says, that's why a Baal Tshuva is on a higher level. He says this in the Siva Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is on a higher level than a Tzadik Gomer. Why is that we're higher level than the Satmarov? The Satmarov was Mechuba Teshchina. He was born in a Helik Eshlub when the Satmarov used to sleep in his bed. When he was a little Yingala, his father used to come and he used to uncover his blanket that he should get up earlier. He shouldn't sleep so much. He should be called a little Yingala. And he slept him out of bed to make him learn. So the Satmarov was a Moiridika Kodesh Melechen. Zavadi is right next door to the Beis HaKnesses. Inkin, we were far away. We're so far away, every person in his matzah. So when we have dveikus to the Eibushet, when we want to come closer, we have so much more dveikus. Of course the Satmarov is the Moiridika dveikus. But our dveikus reaches so many more steps. We have to go so many more steps. Every step is another step of dveikus, and that's what the Eibushet wants. The Eibushet wants when a person comes to his house, the Beis HaKnesses, thus is dveikus. The Mokam HaShchina, the house of the Eibushet, is the Beis HaKnesses. That's why the Beis HaKnesses, which is so close to you, is not in the same level b'negeitz of dveikus. You won't reach the same level of dveikus if you go next door. Then if you go to the Beis HaKnesses, that's far away from you. Why? Because the Beis HaKnesses, that's far away from you, you say, oi! Ich will doch gehen zu meinen Taten Stub. I want to say, Yehei Shmei Rabba, I want to daven to the Eibishter. So as soon as you start walking, it's one step of Dveikus, another step of Dveikus. And the Gres, the Zach, the Tainu Ga Amiti in Yenna Welt and on this Welt, is when a person is Mechuba to the Eibishter. Therefore, sagt uns der Maral. Therefore, when a person goes to the Beis HaKnesset, that's far away, you have more Dveikus, because Dveikus is the Gres, the Zach. Ma also were always. What did the always do that they were zeuche? Because they had vekis. So us, Pasha, the kleine Kinderlach, when we wake up in the morning and we go one step and another step and another step, is noch am eiset vekis, noch am eiset vekis, ich will sein. And every, ich will sein nonte, and every step that you take is closer and closer. And you want to come and you're running it. That's why it says, need for all the das. It says in Gemara that you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. But to obey Sakhnesis, you're allowed to, but does it vekis, the Ibsh will vekis. So make another step and run and run. Express your union. Dveikus to the Eibush, that's the best Zach. Ashenken, sagt der Maral, Sukke is a mitzvah. A mitzvah you have to do right away. When it comes to running to the Eibush's house, where this is the place where you're going to talk to him, and this is the place where you're going to daven to him, and this is the way you're going to express all your most deepest feelings to the Eibush. So the further away you are, the more dveikus you're going to have until you get there. Masha Enkin Sukkah. Sukkah is a chamitzah, gleich, that's a ton of mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to have your lulav 5 miles away and run every day to get your lulav. Nein, well, a mitzvah, that's a ton gleich. But the whole tachlis of a beis ha-kneses and the whole tachlis of tefillah is the veikis. So Eba Zeh, he's talking to the Maral, every single step was a mensch named, every single step is medvekes, medvekes. Every bow we see from the Ramchal, a person has to think, Zeshtikul Torah. Every bow, the people, you have to take a look at the Ramchal says, that a person has to think, what did the Ovis do that they were zeuche for moire dike sachen? Every bow, they were zeuche because of the union of dvekes, therefore the mitzvah by us, dvekes is the most important mitzvah. That's the posh of the pshat. Ad kidei kach, if you take a look, in the Gemara, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara tells us in Gemara in Brachas Dav Gimel that Ab Yosi, a famous Gemara, Omer Ab Yosi. Pam achas hayisi mahalach b'derech, I was once going on the way. V'nechnasti luchur v'achas mechurvas Yushalayim. He saw a chur v'nei, he zokar Ab Yosi, I went inside this chur v'nei, I went to be mispalil. And then Eliyahu Hanavi waited for me, v'shomali apischa, he waited for me outside, v'shomali ala pesach, he waited outside. After I finished my tefillah, he said, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So I answered him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Almighty. And then we had a whole conversation. He asked me, why did you go into the churva? So I said, Elyonov, I went into the churva because I want to be mispalil. So Elyonov, he said, Nein, hoylach lispalil b'derech, you should have been mispalil and derech. So I told him, Nein, I can't. I was afraid people are going to stare me. So he said, then I said, you should have davened a small tefillah, tefillah ketzara. Bois Hashor, it says that at that time, but it says, the Chassam Sofer says, it's Dafka Bois Hashor, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes out in the form of a person, then you can learn trade of him like this, if he's a Malach, you can tie Eloi B'Shamayim he. But here Eliyahu HaNavi came down as a person, so Bois Hashor, like the Chassam Sofer is Medayik. L'madati mimenu shloisha tvorim, I learned from him 3 things. I learned that you don't go into a churva, I learned that you're allowed to be mispal derech, and I learned that when you mispal b'derech, you mispal tefillah ketzara. Then Eliyahu HaNavi says, B'ni mein kind, listen to this. Ma kol shamata, vos hester, what kind of voice are you listening to this churva? Almighty Lord, I hear bas kol shema nemes ki yoyna. I hear a bas kol that's cooing like a yoyna. Voi meres, and it says like this, oi lebonim, gival, veyus to the kindalach shabavane sey mechrafti es besi. To leave the avedis, I had to be machlev mein hoiz. Visarafti sey choli, and I had to burn my helike base amigdosh. The iglisim lebein umis ha'olam, and I had to take my kindalach and send them away from the house into the umis ha'olam. And when I told him that, I told Eliyahu HaNavi, this is the call that I hear. Om aliyot Eliyahu HaNavi gesok to Rab Yosi. Chayecho ich shver by dein lebin. V'chayi roishcho ich shver by dein kop. Lo isho zubel vad. Not only now do you hear this right now. Ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim sholeis pomim. Oy meres kach. 3 times a day the Yerusha says this. V'lo izubel vad, and not only that. El b'shol she Yisrael, listen to this, it could bring tears to your eyes. B'shol she Yisrael nechnosim lebati k'nesiyus ubati midrashayis. When Klal Yisrael kum tarayin into a beis ha-medrash, into a beis ha-knesses, it doesn't say g'doy le-hadol, it doesn't say zikne hadol, it doesn't say degresa tabi l'chachom from dol. When a yidin kum tarayin into a beis ha-knesiyus ubati midrashayis. V'oinin yehei shmei ha-godel mevorach. When the yidin say yehei shmei rabu mevorach. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, M'na Neyeh B'Roishoy, the Yevish HaKav Yochel, shakes with his head. V'oymer, he says, Ashrei HaMelech, lucky is the king, Shemekalsenoy say that they praise him in his house, B'Beisoy Kach. Maloy Lov, Gevalt to the Tate, Shehigla Esbonov, he sent his children into Golis. V'oylem Lebonim, and oy to the Kleine Kinderlach, Shogolim and Ashuchan Aviyem. V'yus to the kinder that got away from the father's house. When a person comes to Beis HaKnesses, this is a mokum, you have to remember this, even though we're young and we don't understand it that much. But the Ramchal tells us, the Chayim Zavlovis tells us, we always have to start from scratch and look at the things that we're at the Hanochas, the Shoiners, with a different perspective. We have to look again and Nochamal and Nochamal and understand it. The Chazal is telling us a Moiri Dikazach. When a Yid, it doesn't make a difference who you are. Tzen, Yidin, Kumazuch, Tzamin. And the Baal Tefillah says, Yiskadel v'yiskadei shmei rabo. That the Yevish's name should be spread over the world. Be omul divro chirusei on the world that the Yevish created with his rotzen. V'yamach v'chai choyne v'yamach choyne v'chai rechol beis Yisrael. That the Yevish's name should be spread over the ganze world in all our lifetime. Ba'al golev izman korev imen u'amein, it should happen right away. And the 10 people say, Yehei shmei rabo rebbeinu shlal. We want your name to be over the ganze world. What does the Yevish do when we say that? The Yevusha shakes with his head and he starts crying, Kavi Yochel. Oy, Lebonim! Oy, it's my kinuch, the Avekishik, the Chob Dazeshtak Lee. You have no idea. You have no idea what it's meant. Atata, your boys aren't married yet. You don't know what it means. Atata mit akin. You have no hasaga de legesh. The feeling how much a father loves a son. You have no hasaga. Stell sich vor, chas v'sholom, a father has to give a kid a patch. And he sends his kid out of the house. Do you think even if the father looks aufgeregt? Aber in sein Herz ist tut ihm weh, weh. The Chazal is telling us, listen to this. Every time we say Yehei Shmeid Abba, if there's a simple Aleinu, if there's a simple Yoim when they say Shir Shal Yoim, if there's a simple Baal Koyde that davens, and then he says Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, you have to clear Satoyde. And then Yidalach Kumas of Tazam, and we say Yehei Shmeid Abba, what's the Yebisha doing? Shokel dem is ein Korb in a vein, Oy Lebonim Gewalt, and the Yebisha cries Kaviyochel on himself, Gewalt Melech, that he was once Zerch to have the children, Zad the Kindelach by him in the house, and now they're no more here. Why does the Yebisha cry? Why does the Yebisha cry? Because the Yidden come inside to obey HaKnesses. You don't realize this. But every time you walk from your dormitory room and you get out of bed and you take 3 footsteps to the sink, you wash and a handalach, and then you put on your clothes and you start walking to shul. Is a malach statement deine Fisalach, and he counts mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. He counts kol psiyo, psiyo, for us zelt er. Well, das is a year that's coming to be havdvekes with the Eibishter. And that's what the Ramchal told us, and that's what the Rambam told us. The Rambam tells us in the Sefer Halacha, not no the Sefer Moed in the Vuchim, but in the Sefer Yad HaChazok, the Moed Dike Rambam, tells us that how are the people zeich of everything? What's a Novi? Of course, we're not going to reach yet in this level where we are. Was this meant a Novi that the Shechinah should talk to us? The Rabbi Isaac Sheh told us that Avraham Avinu was 77 years of Aravanya of Dveikas, and to Yitzchak was 75, and to Yankov was 77 years of Bli Hefzik of Dveikas was Noida. And when a klein kind kumt, that klein Yingala, and he comes to Shul, and he says, Yehi Shmeid Abba, kumt Yebish, and that sails on a trit. For what? Because you know what the Yid is saying, even if you don't realize you're saying it, but that's really what you're saying. You're saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to be connected to you. Rabbeinu Shalom, I like you. I love you. Ladovka boy, I want to be connected to you. That's the Inyan from Dveikas. And that's why Yidin reach Moedidika levels when they come to Batin Kedesiris. And when the Yebishter realizes and he sees, as Yidin Kumazach Tazamen, and he sees, Gewalt, Halavai, the Dveikas will be Bishlei Musa, and it's not, therefore the Yebishter cries. It's a Moedidika lesson to us. It's a Moedidika lesson to us. What's his main Kedushas Beis HaMikdash? I'll never forget. One time I spent with my Rebbe, the Mashkiach Shlita from Lakewood. I spent in South Forsberg, this goes back about 14 years ago. And Tisha B'Av we spent together, the whole afternoon together. And what was he saying? He went and there was a certain shtibel, he calls it the Hezboidid shtibel. It's away from all the other houses. And he took a Musa safe and he was walking around, Oy Lebonim, Oy Lebonim. He was saying over this Chazal. With Moedidika Hisrachas, was his main Akin, is Avekirisa from Zain Tata. First mate is a kid, Oy Lebonim Shagolim Shulchan Aviyan. There was a time he once, I'll never forget this, I'll tell you a Moedidika Maisa. I once went into the Mashkiach Shlita together with one of my Chavedim, he's a Rav now in Baltimore, Rabbi Yankel Hapfer, Moedidika Tamachochan. And it was a few days before Tisha B'Av. And we came into the Mashkiach, we asked him, how could we margish? How could we be margished in Yonah from Tisha B'Av? We're so rochik from it. So this is the only time that I saw this happen. The Mashkiach started talking about what is meant to Yidden were once. He said, mit emel sich geprägelt in Kedusha, mit emel sich geprägelt in Dveikis. We're once cooking in all this. And now look how far we are. And the Mashkiach started crying. He told me he never yet had such a thing. We're in the middle of a conversation, not in a drosha, but in the middle of a conversation with a person with a yochid, so to speak. He broke down and he started crying. For sismeint, our kindes are vekirisid. We don't even realize, for sismeint, how heilig we are and how much the Eibishter loves us. And not only that, we don't even realize how much we love the Eibishter. Ay, Rabbi Eliel HaPian used to say in the Shmuzin, Shir HaMalis Mamakim Kurasich HaShem. Every year has such nadish kate and such silliness on the outside. Open the inside, it's mimamakim, it's to chazei helik, the tiefkeit from a yid. A yid is hazei, hazei, helik. Every yid is so helik, we have no hasog of us as main kedushas Yisrael. At kerekach, the Eresh Terashi tells us, Bereishis, why did the Eberster make the bria? Bishvil toyla shenik reishis, bishvil Yisrael shenik reishis. A yid is hareishis, a yid is hazei helik. And with such yid and poshet, the yid and we don't even realize. But he owns the hearts, comes out of moiridik and mimamakim. And when yed the yid zok yehei shmei rabo, even if you don't even know the taich of Kaddish, even if you don't know the taich of Yehei Shmei Rabba, over thy neshama inside of you, shrei to the Eibshter, Rabbeinu Shalom, let's be together, let's be connected like it once was. And the Eibshter knows the tifnish and the tifnish of the Yiddish Gevein. saying. That's the psalm when we say in davening, Shema Koileinu. It doesn't say Shema Devareinu, even if we, our words, because our words mean Narishkeit. A lot of times we talk Shtusim. And even by davening, we say words and we're thinking about some other Narishkeit. Oh, but the Koil, unser Koil of us is in Yedder Yiddish hearts. Shreit der Reus Rebish, Rabboinu Shaloylem. It's Oneinu, Lidus is Malkeinu. We want to be connected. We were once so connected. Let's be connected. Nochamol, Nochamol. Und der Yid kommt rein und sagt, Yehei, Shmei Rabba. The Eibisha loves it so much as Adla Hafli. I once saw in a sefer they sent out. They bring around moiridik and mice and moiridik and yonim, but it says about Yehei Shmei Rabba. The sefer Charedim brings down moiridik azach. Kol mi sha'oina omein Yehei Shmei Rabba. Anybody that says Yehei Shmei Rabba, you can only answer it in front of 10 people. And usually the 10 people are in the Beis HaKnesses. Kol mi sha'oina Yehei Shmei Rabba b'chol koichoi. Listen to this. I feel like Yehei Shmei Shemetz minas moichel loy. Even if Chas HaShol, the person had a narish and machshava havei dezor, the Eibisha is moichel. And at kedei kach, he says, the Zohar Kodesh says, when you say Yehei Shmei Rabba, you should say b'chol koichoi, and Rashi says b'chol kavanosoi. And the Zohar Kodesh says, you should say with your whole goof, you should vibe sich and say Yehei Shmei Rabba. With a muli dike slavos favos, because the inside of you, the koil de mama amakim karasich Hashem, you're so bad, so close to the Yehbisha, and the Yehbisha likes each one of us. And when we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Yehbisha loves us, and he wants to be together with us. And bad, so we also want to be together with him, and that's why we have to say Yehei Shmei Rabba. And the Yehbisha is moichlos, he's moichlos for all our Vedas. With a push at the Yehi Shmei Rabba for us. Because what's the Yehi Shmei Rabba? It's a mokum of Dveikas. We all come into a shul with every single step Zabdun Stamaral, the Yehi Shmei Rabba. A Shikta Rabba Malach, a special Malach Zaltzel on the retreat. And for every single step is Nacha Malach we shaf, and Nacha Malach we create. And all these Malachim are Dveikas to Malachim. The Malachim of expressions of Dveikas, and Mekumazach Tzazaman. And we meet the Yehi Shmei in the mokum in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedes, and we say Yehi Shmei Rabba is the greatest Zach. Ad Kedei Kach, it says in Zoya HaKodesh, that Bishor she Israel Bitzoro, listen to this. When Klai Yisrael's Bitzoro Mispalu Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we dab in front of the Eibishter. All of a sudden it says, Koil Machis B'chol Eilomis Pischu Shorim. The Koil is Machis B'chol Eilomis. Open up the Shorim. K'moy She Yisrael Poischem B'ani Yis Omein. Just like when the Yidden open up their mouths and they say Omein. So all the Shorim are open and the Eibishter lets all our tefillahs go weiter and weiter for us. Because we're coming into his house and we're telling the Eibishter, Rabbeinu Shalom, we like you, we love you, we want to be connected forever. And every Yehi Shmei Rabba is such a moiridik expression, it's koireo all the gzadinim. At kedei kach, we can take a look what it says, moiridik azachen, on ashir, on abrek, on aek, moiridik azachen, when a person is zoicha, just with a simple Yehi Shmei Rabba. Favos. Because Yehi Shmei Rabba is an expression of dveikas, and the greatest azach a person could be, is just have dveikas with the Eibishter. Now, of course, we can't reach at the moment the level that the Friedrich, Ma'os, or Ovis, like the Ramchal tells us. We have to think, what did the Ovis Ha'olim do? What did the Ovis Ha'olim do that they were zoicha with dveikas? They were zoicha for nevuah, but a moiridik dveikas, like the Rama, who could reach such a moiridik level? We're not on that level to be Makayim at the moment, this moiridik Rambam of nevuah. But the Maral is telling us in everything we do, we could be Makayim Idyon of Dveikas, and Dveikas is such a Molidik mitzvah. And if Dosak and Stabar Ben El and tells us the Kuzri and the Ran, all those that I mentioned before, that the greatest Zach in the world is to be Mechuba with the Eibisha. Whatever level you are, if you do any expression, anything, the Boyishab, I want to be together with you, so the greatest Zach in the world. But this is only one side of the coin. There's another way how to get to Dveikas. And Pshat Hazeh. Meanwhile, so far, Baruch Hashem, we answered the first kasha, the Maral's kasha. Why by sukkah is the halacha that you have to go to the sukkah which is closest? Mashen came by a Beis HaKnesses, you have to go a Beis HaKnesses that's far away, favos. Because a sukkah is a mitzvah. No, a mitzvah that's a tonglaich. You can't have your lulav 5 miles away and walk every step. Nay, a mitzvah that's a tonglaich. But if you build the ganze inyan from Beis HaKnesses is a mokum of dveikis, the whole tachlis of the Eibishter shtuv, was will the Eibishter? We say, come to Zayin Shtuv, we say, Tati, let's be together the way we always were. Ah, it's doch moiridik, it's a moiridik feeling. Mamash, I'm so in this oida now, I can't believe it. Was es meint, I hear to say, Yehi Shmei Rabba, it's doch hava. Halavai, I could say, Yehi Shmei Rabba now, I'd be so happy. I should be able to yell out my dveikis, ay, how close I wish I could be with the Eibishter. Doch moiridik in the world. Yeh, the Yid can is hoven. Zogt uns the Maral, as the whole tachlis of a Beis HaKnesses is what? That we should be mechuba, we should be close with the Eibishter. Is about every single step that you take is another expression of dveikas, noch expression of dveikas. Ad kedei kach. Therefore, the halacha is if you have a Beis HaKnesses that's 10 blocks away, and a Beis HaKnesses that's next door, it's better to go 10 blocks away. Favos optens the Maral. Because then you have noch a meise dveikas, noch a meise dveikas, noch a meise dveikas. The Heilige Shlach HaKodesh tells us, a person can be mechaim dveikas 24 hours a day. Everything you do, you should just think, you don't have to be the greatest Baal Mekubal in the world. I would just think, Rabbi Nishleim, I want to be close with you. I want to be close with you. I'm eating. Why am I eating? I should have koyach, I should learn good. Rabbi Nishleim, why did I buy this pen? So I should be able to write the things that I have to write. Rabbi Nishleim, why am I buying these clothes? And why am I buying nice clothes? I should look like a mensch. I should be mekadosh shmoy berabim. People shouldn't look at me that I'm bilik, that I'm not dressed like a mensch. Rabbi Nishleim, why am I eating? Why am I sleeping? Why am I doing zok to shlach? Because a person can be mekayim lo dovka boy, or boy sit back 24 hours a day. Doesn't mean every single second you have to be a novi. That's a chafriya dikamatzev. But this is what the Ramchal is telling us. Think, what did the Ovis do? What did the Ovis do? That shakah choshek hakodesh baruch hu. They were dveikis dik. They were mechuba to the Yevishter. Of course, by us at our level, we have to look at the same idea. Ob zanoch nish gendik. There's another way to get dveikis. Listen to this. This is the hafla of a fella. The Maral tells us in the Hakdama to Tiferes Yisrael. Al yidei Torah. When a person learns Torah, he's koine dveikis b'hakodesh baruch hu. And he says it's called Dveikis Gemura. You're connected 100%. Ad kidei kach, he says, when a person is mashlim himself with Midas Toivis, a person has gewaldik in Midas Toivis, so according to where you mashlim yourself in the middle, it's the Hobben Dveikis. Obe, when a person opens up his mouth and he says a pasuk from the Torah, he's so mechuber and mekusha to the Yebishe, zog de maral dos rufzach Dveikis Gemura. He's called in ganse mechuber to the Yebishe. If you take a look, in Derech Hashem, the Heilige Sefer from the Ramchal, he writes like this: Bichlal ha'ashpois in Nichlal and all the hashpois that the Yebusha gave to the world, he says there's a hashpo that's el yoinim mekol hashpois. The greatest hashpo was a shaykh in the world is the ein hashpo. She in yonu hu yoise yoker mu'ule mekol ma she'efshe she'yimotze binim tzoyim. Of all the things that are existing in all the universes, in the whole Bria Kula, in all the millions and billions of galaxies, there's one hashbof, Toiv Zokter Amchal, that's bigger than everything. V'haynu hu ha-tachlis and dos is gufa, the tachlis, what's shaykh in the world. And you know what he says? This is the greste zach. And he says, v'hu ma'ashe mechalei ko'odon yizbarach shemoy mechvoidei v'yikori el bruyot, that the Yebusha took from his covet, and he gave an opportunity for the Nevroim to hop onto the Yebusha's covet. Zok der Ramchal, was is das? Zok der Vzu ha-Toyle. That's the Toyle. Toyle is so great, is so mighty. If you want to grab a hold of the Yebusha, so to speak, du was all chap and schchide. You want to chap the Yebusha? Go to the shelf and grab a hold of Abba Metzia. Take a Rab Chaim. Take Chumash Rashi. Grab a hold of that. And say a poveta. Was the ungechap the Yebusha. Das hat uns der Ramchal. Neuro, neuro, neuro. It's kedai to be born just to know this. The greatest sach in the world is Dveikis. That's what the Ramchal tells us. That's what the Rabbi Abinel tells us. The Rabbi Nebuchai, the greatest sach is Dveikis with the Yebusha. That's what the Mesos Yisharim starts with. Why did the Yebusha create the world? He created a world that we should be mechuban and be mduvakarim. But what's the way how to do it? Is one way that how we saw now, the first part, was a person in his heart. So the point is, let's be together. Let's be together forever. Forget about everything, my past. Let's be together from now. That's the Vekas. That's the Vekas. You could be Zeuche for Netzach Netzach with that. Oh, but there's no Chaneitze. And that's Limer HaToyle, Zogt uns Tramchal. Limer HaToyle, Zogt uns Tramchal. That's the way it's called the Vekas Gemura. That's the way you hop on Kaviyoch the Shechina himself. Now we can understand this Rambam. Now let's take a look at Rambam. The Rambam is giving us noch an Eitze. There's two ways after that Vegas in the Eibishte. The erste Eitze, sagt uns the Rambam, this way, this Eitze, if a person does it, I day mechubur and mekusha to the Eibishte, and you hide, you mach shova, can se zoiche zay mamish for nevuah. Moide dig. Here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is telling us noch a way. How can we do it? Lo dofke boy, was it a taitch lo dofke boy? Sagt the Rambam, hu shetzivonu lehischabirim chachomim, be connected with the Chachomim. For what does it say with the Chachomim? Today you should be able to learn the Chob from them and learn the Torah from these people. The Torah is Achila, the Torah is Shtia. Every single thing, if you're next to the Talmud Chochem, can't the Chob learn from the Talmud Chochem so many Zachem. That's called Limra Torah. So the Chore, the Kash was, why is the Rambam bringing Avas Chachomim into the Mitzvah of the Dovka Boy? The Chore, Avas Chachomim is a different Mitzvah. Why is the Rambam Shtelar Avek over here in the Indian of the Vekas of the Yebishtim? So up the Rambam, Ubas bisifrin, dosat and sifrin, sides galerin. Uladovke boy, you want to be connected to Yebusha? How are you connected? He dovek bechachomim vitalmideyim. Stand next to a Talmud Chacham. Listen to the Talmud Chacham. Not only to the Talmud Chacham, but to the Talmud of the Chacham. The Talmud of Chochma also picked up gewaltige Sachen from his Rebbe. Stay next to him, be mechubah with him. And if you mechubah with him, you learn Torah with him. That's called Dveikus. The Shlach HaKadosh tells us, on the Pasuk, V'atem ha-dveikim ha-shem le-keichem chayim kulchem ha-yoyim. You know, there's such an expression, you know, in the Goyish Welt, in the Heinte America, they try that. Let's live it up. What's called living it up? I'll never forget, I once heard this, I think I heard it from Avyankov Teitelbaum, Zechon and Vachamayrov, they used to live in Kew Gardens. He was by the Knesset Gedoyla, and they were mechabed, the Gedoyla Hador were mechabed Rab Al-Cholon to say Yashir. So Rab Al-Cholon opened up, right, when he opened up the Gemara to say the Shir in front of the Gedoyla Hador, Rab Al-Cholon of Asaman, he said, Unyetzva Abyssal Oilam Hazeh, and he said Yashir. What's Rab Al-Cholon say? Do you think there was more Hanon in this Welt? Any person was can ask him, wiffle stakes to can ask and it won't equal to all the stakes of all your life won't equal to one kolshu shabamashu when Rabbi Chonan answered the Rambam. The Mashkiach Shlita told me he spoke to Rabbi Chonan learning, he learned by Rabbi Chonan. And he said when Rabbi Chonan saw a word from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim, he said he was kissing the words, he was going, he was kissing the red, like he didn't even know what to do. He's kissing his lips. Like, and Chazim is sick as it was a smack of it. He said over the cash and then he said over the teretz. Do you think there's any pleasure in the Welt that could equal to that minute that Baruch Be'er was saying over a word from his Rebbe that he loved so much? You ever take a look in the Birka Shmuel how he brings down this Rebbe, just how he quotes his Rebbe. He brings down an Abbein who doesn't even bring his name. He can't even say his name out. And he's a Zeichet Tzadik, the Kodesh of Rochel L'chayeh Ha'olam Haba. His Rebbe brought him to Olam Haba. How did the Talmidim that loved the Rebbe, you take a look, how the Chassidish Abbein bring their Abbein. The titles that they say. Take a look at how Rabbi Chaim V'lozhin brings down the Vilna Goyen, how much they love these people. What kind of idiom of Dveikus and the Abish is that when a person loves his Rebbe, he stays by his Rebbe and he loves his Rebbe and he gets more Torah and more Torah. And not only from your Rebbe, but from your Chavrus, because your Chavrus is called a Talmud Chochem. He's a Talmud of a Chochem. And you can stay next to your Chavrus and Vifel Torah and Vifel Dveikus, and how much Aliyah could a person have from all this? Be'etzem, should I go weiter or not? I should come down a little bit. Betzem, I told you I was going to tell you a maisa that I wanted to tell you a few weeks ago when we were talking about Rashi. I never got around to tell it to you. But I don't want to lose the hergation that it's shaykh to be kind of from these verta that I saw in this forum. It's not mine. I saw this in this forum from Rav Isaac Sher. I from others from the Rishonim that I quote, it's Moiridik, a mensch ken zukum, it's such a Moiridik zachen. Let me tell you a maisa of a person, a poshet, a maisa, a person, how am I allowed to say out of my mouth a person when I mean to say Rashi HaKodesh. Rashi was zeichet to be the Rebbe of Klai Yisrael. Who is more marbitz toil in the world from Rashi? Every single Rishon, they hold themselves Rav Gifta Shlita. A while ago when he said a drosh in Lakewood, he was talking about the godless of Rashi. And he said over Moiridik Me'iri, I think he said the Me'iri was in Brochus. And he said the Me'iri says that with one word of Rashi, Rashi answers Chavilois, Chavilois, Shel Kashis. Kashis of who's a Rav Gifta? From the Rishonim. When there's Rishonim that plugs the Mahargetzach, the Rishonim, they have Bali, they were malochim mamish, and they shlokzach ibiv mamish kashas and terutzim. There's no rachmanis, there's no noise upon him by the Rishonim. It's shlokzach ad mamish ad lahafli. When Rashi mitain void, he takes away all the kashas. So how can in my mouth actually say I'm going to tell you mice of a person chas v'sholem? How can I say Rashi is a person? Rashi is the chamalach of the Rebbe from Klai. So for all the dirty days, Rashi is unzer Rebbe. I want to tell you a poshet of maisa. Poshet sounds so poshet, a simple maisa from Rashi. And what people call yourself mamsh in one little shtetl with the wazircha, with the simple pool of what Rashi did. Remember when we spoke about Rashi, the galus of Rashi, and his tremendous anova, and how he was zircha to write his tremendous, all his svarim, his pirish hakuntiris, and the whole maisa, I don't want to go into it, akoponim. Rashi went into galus for two reasons. He went into galus, one reason why he went into galus was that he wanted to see if there's any other Rishonim, it says that time they weren't called Rishonim, if any other Talmid Chachom that wrote other Pirushim. Because if there was a different person that wrote a Pirush, he used to go to the Batik and see us about the Midrashas and listen to where the Gedolim were talking and learning, and actually just slipped him by the side. And if he heard a different Shah, then he thought if it was right, he incorporated into his Pirush, B'shmoy Shal Yen HaChochem, and if he felt it was different, he wrote on his little Kuntasil on a piece of paper, I slipped it into the safer that Tzaddik should see the next day. And that's how Rashi went, Me'ir, Le'ir, Le'Medina, Medina. And the different reason why Rashi went into Golos is because he said he was Makabalon himself. He bought his father, had a lot of tzar. Remember the story with the diamond? His father could have been a multimillionaire. And his father had tzar, but he had to be Makayim as Hashem Lekechatira. He knew Avala. Metonish gave him the stone to those people that wanted it for the king, for the Avodah Zorah. And Rashi's father threw it into the Yam. So Rashi said, about my father had so much tzar, so I wanted to be Makabal myself, Golos, because of the tzar that my father had. Akoparim Rashi went into Golos and he was going the ear to ear. On the way, like all Gedolei Hador, you know, the Mises Hill, it's interesting to say, somebody pointed this out to me once, but every time when we hear stories about Gedolim, not only are we amazed that Mamas flabbergasted about the Luishkeit and the Tfis of Chochma, but we're more than spoiled about the Middis. And we have Gedolei Hador, what are we going to talk about at Moshe? I thought that we can even understand a shift in our Moshe and Dibis Moshe. We started one paragraph, we're lost already, and Moshe Vavs Ducha, even just the one simple sugya we did, it's not shy to help mid. But what do we talk about Amoshe? It's God's entitled, of course, but we talk about his Poshita. I'll tell somebody the time. I just want to tell you this. A Chav of mine himself told me the Maisa. He was standing, people were walking in a crowd. They were walking Amoshe to, either was from his bungalow to the Beis Medrash or vice versa, whatever it was. And there was a bunch of group of guys, you know, all the Bochum from Staten Island, very Zisa Bochum was standing around. Of course, Amoshe was up front. There was a bunch of guys. And they were all walking back at Amoshe. So one guy tells the other one, hey, Moshe, what time is it? So Moshe, why don't we turn around? He told the guy, what time is it? I think. Moshe, what time? Was Faltein a Moshe that he's referring to him? And even if Moshe wants to be a Moshe, they go on of, but he's hurting the person. That means that Moshe is Choshev, that he called him Moshe. I mean, how do you understand that Lushi Tase Shal Moshe? But Moshe was such an honor, you can call him Moshe. A different Chav, I must tell you this, a different Chav, Moshe was once in Baltimore by my Chav. He was a little younger than me, a Koponim. So the telephone, Moshe was there for a guest, he came there for a while. The telephone rang. So Ramosha, he was by Gemara, he went away, he hobbled over to the telephone, picked it up, yeah. So they told him, somebody else, hello, is Uri there? I'm a new team, Uri, telephone. Answer, Ramosha answering service. That all the things when the spoiler Ramosha's got is the Porsche, the midis from our mensch, the stroke the mensch as a vibe. Listen to the story of Rashi. Rashi was going me'ir le'ir, he went to a place, and on the way, B'tzav Sa'achas, while he was traveling from one place to the other one, he met a Nozir. A Goyish Nozir. Person was Mufshin himself from Disveld. He was a very, very smart person, a very great Sakop. And the person that Knal, he realized that Rashi, he saw a person, the Chocham, they got into a conversation as they were traveling and they started talking about a Likus, the Eivishter. Rashi saw that the person had a tremendous Kop. Oh, but he's a Toya, he's wrong. A Leptin Toyas. And Rashi was Misfakeach with him with a Muli Dike Pilpul. And the person was Loichim very stark against Rashi. And they were up and back and Rashi was proving him that he's wrong with a Muli Dike Mesikus. On the way, the person got sick. The person really, really got sick. He got so sick, they had to stop off, and they couldn't continue the trip. And Betzim, it goes weiter, was hat daf kemen to goy. So again, the day, Vedafam is a sunny Yisrael anyway, Vedafam home. But Rashi felt that, about he had a masamatan with the person, if he would leave the person, it could be a ksas chil Hashem. Would he leave me to the dogs? The person was so sick, he couldn't take any more the trip, and they had to stop off on the way. Rashi went, the Gleisa Kodesh, Rashi HaKodesh, he went and he took this Goyish Mensch, the Goyish Mensch, and he took him into a hotel, and he put him down into a bed, and Rashi went and he cooked for him, and he gave him to eat, and he took care of him. Rashi ran himself and got him medicine. The person almost left the veld. He almost died from his sickness. And Rashi took care of him with the Mordik and the Monis and the Mordik and the Silas. It was Adla Hafli. The person at one Tkufa was so sick, he didn't even know what, he thought he was out. He lost his conscience, come on. And Rashi drugged him and he gave medicine until he stood next to the person for 2 weeks. He took care of him. The person said after he got better and he got a hold of himself, he told Rashi he never would believe. He never would believe that a shayar is such a thing. We only met just a little while ago. And you were moisa nefesh mamish to save my life. I'll never forget the favor that you did for me. And Rashi said, okay, I appreciate it. He says, but you should know it wasn't my favor. It wasn't, the Torah was machai of me. The Torah is machai. We have a Torah and the Torah was chai of me. If you like. If you see a person in a sora, you have to help the person. This is what Rashi told him. The person said, you should know I'm a rich person, I have a lot of money, I want to pay you, I don't have the money with me, I'll pay you a velt of money. Rashi says, no, I didn't do this for any tashlum. We were friends on the way, we had this discussion, but I didn't do it for any tashlum. The person was very spoiled, and Rashi's mori de ganova, and Rashi Bechal doesn't want it. But before Rashi left him, he says, but I do want to ask you for one favor. Since you offered, you want to pay me back, I'm going to ask you back for a favor. If you ever see that a Jew is in trouble, I want you to zog mitzu that you'll help him. See, Jewish people, I'm a Jewish person, The person was moedig the spell. He told Rashi he doesn't believe that one guy would help a different guy for this. A brother wouldn't do what you did. I said, Rashi's asking me in return, if you ever see that a Jewish person is in tzoras, so I want you to help the person. Good. And the person, they shook hands and they left. He was moedig and spoiled. 7 years later, Rashi went to a different place, a different shtok. It was mefursim, who he was. Rashi, Akkodesh, everybody knew who he was. This is 7 years later. And then they made a ganze tumult in this great shtot, I forgot the name of the shtot, and everybody went out to greet Rashi. They made some money, they could cover our Torah. Everybody went out with Shabbos, they could begot them to greet the mamish, the Rashka Bahag, the Rebbe from Al Rabbeim. Rashi used to have 60 Talmidim, do you know that? He used to sit with 60 Talmidim, and everyone was a Boki, one Masechta. And every time Rashi would go through, when he finished his Pinnish, when he would say it, he would ask each one of them, does it shtim with everything that it says in that Masechta? That's how he wrote his Sefer. It's murdered it. And Rashi was all these gedolim and goyni eretz, the son of Olam, all the helikah, the shonim were around Rashi. He had a murdered it cover at Torah. The bishop in that shtot couldn't fatrog it. So such a tumult, our bishop couldn't tie in his hand gals of hashtunken and tzeler in his heart when comes him a spite of him, a life that weg from him, a gittin ish can cover, and he sees mamish ain't covered all the Torah. Just for covered to do, vishayn says, and vishayn says, he would be murdered it mekana. He got so angry, right away he made a bilbo, said this person's disrupting this and that, put the guy in jail. Until we get the question, we'll find out what's going on. Going to tumult. Rashi, you know what hit him right away? They took Rashi. It was such a tumult and stuff. What did he do? What's going on? But they realized where they could sit his soul. They took Rashi and they put him into jail. Farfa. Right away, you didn't tie it. Where's law? Where's the world? What's going on? They made a whole big tumult. So they said, good, we're going to go to the head bishop. We're going to make a din. We'll find out if a person that'll come and make us our tumult. And we'll take Rashi to the we'll make it in Torah. And the Yidin were, Mamas, they were so surprised. What happened? He just came to the shtot, the Moira de Gazan. It's a day, slept Rashi a day or two later. They take him up in front of the bishop, in front of the big knackers from that whole dynasty, Dartin. And Dartin, when they stand over there, they're all the big shots. All of a sudden, that Nozir, Yenesh Goyesh Nozir, he became a big galach, and he was among them. He didn't even have to see Rashi. All of a sudden, he comes inside. Rashi comes inside, the Yidin are zerbrochen in the big courtroom. Yidna did that on the Lavarash and Yidna Fashetas on Tilim says, Shagrai Sora. As soon as that Nozir realizes, that Goyish and Nozir, he realizes what this is the man that saved him. And he knew why he came here, Taka to be against the Jews, he's a fought the Jew hater. He goes, Gefell, this is Rashi, he can't believe it. He recognized this is that year. So right away, he stopped it. He says, no, I won't let this continue. And he got up and he told everybody, what day Yidot Keton Farem. And he says, we were loichem, I held that he's wrong. We have all together a different shita. And he holds that I'm an api kolis lagamli. And Alpha Pekani stood next to me for 2 weeks. He took care of me more than a mother would take care of a child. I never saw such a mighty dick in Mesiris. Under no circumstances will he let it continue. And he demands and he insists that Menches are tzaddik, that Menches are godl. There's nobody like him. And doimeloi, we have to let him free or we can't bother the Jewish people. He spoke with such a mighty dick as Ach. Rashi realized that Hashkocha brought this punkt that this person should be there. And Rashi was nitzim. On the way out, at Baklet Rashi, they walked outside, and the person, this Nozir, was walking with Rashi together to the house where Rashi was staying. As they were going, Rashi noticed that there were a bunch of goyim that they were slugging the Yidden. It's always that way. In case there's a din turn against the Yidden, so brothers, who did I do? So then the goyim stopped beating up the Yidden. So he asked the Nozir, let me ask you again, please help the Jews. And this goyish mensch went over to them, and he told them if they lay their finger on another Jew, he'll kill them. As they did sit it, and they had such a muddidik of COVID for this particular noise of the Scottish mensch that they left it. Back later, Rashi was muddidik, he had a COVID, and he left Rashi, he was there in a while, then Rashi continued on his journey, and he left until he continued. Parshat is simple, ben odom lechaveridik a maisa. Let me tell you, getting back to the theme, Tzaden is not shayach Rashi to have shviris hamidus, like the Rambam tells us in Yosei Da'atoyra, how these go'inei eretz, how is the people zaycha to have nevuah, how do they zaycha to break the ritzoinis? Why? Because they're meduvik with the Eibishter. If everything you do is val, does vil the Eibishter, you're so free. You're so free from everything. You're just mechuba to the Eibishter. So once the Eibishter benchen, please forgive me, I went 10 minutes over the time. Please, so once the Eibishter Allah benchen, that we should all be zaycha, the next time we come into the Batek and see us about the Midrashes, we should treat the base medish with moedidika kovet. This is the house that the Eibishter hot and sleep, and it's moedidika tvekis. Here's where mamish, where we can make it. We can have kaparas afonis. Mamish is simple. We don't have to wait for Yom Kippur. Just a good yehesh meidaba. Remember when you walk tomorrow, when you walk from the dorm room, you walk to yeshiva. Remember, Amalek is counting. I just want to tell you this, Rav Dovak. Just one more thing. I was once walking with Rav Yankov Galinsky collecting money. And this was years ago, mamish years ago, 100 years ago. I didn't know how to drive. I was so far matted, I couldn't take it anymore. I tell you, I was falling off my feet. And he noticed it. I was slapping my feet. So what did he do? As I was walking, so he was falling. He said, mitzah, 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 mitzah. Every time I took another step, he said, mitzah, mitzah. He kept it like about 20 times until it's Isaiah. Then I kept quiet and I straightened out and I walked like a mensch. If you know every step is a set amalach, mitzvah, 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 mitzvah. And with the other mitzvah is the zoicha, ah! Then he once told me, the vase is for crankcake and you're walking off. I'm just, I got myself, hey, what do you need a car? You have to walk with your feet. Now, I just want Rabel Brisket, when they got the Kaisla Amravi back, a few years ago, I forgot how many years ago it was, 50 years ago when we got back the whole Kaisla, and the Yidden went to Kaisla to cry their hearts out and thank the Eibusha, Baruch Hashem, that there's a little bit less tzaris now. So everybody went to the Kaisel. So Rabel walked from his house to the Kaisel. So he asked him, why don't you go with a car? He said, the Eish Demovus Megetzim Kaisel gave me the fist. You walk with your feet. What's the void? The void for Rabel is this morale. What's the Kaisel? It's a place to be dveikus. With every step you're coming close. At least you get into the car, you give a fly, you get that flea dot, Mr. Kaisel Amadut. Here you walk with your foot. Noch a step, noch a step. It's noch a meis dveikus, noch a meis dveikus. Ah, it's doch meri dik in the world. We should all be zeuche, each one in our level. We should climb higher and higher and higher in the Indian Vegas.